Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. The Iowa and Missouri Departments of Transportation have now officially closed Interstate 29 from Exit 10, Iowa 2 in Iowa, to the U.S. 136 interchange, Exit 110 near Rockport, Missouri. This is expected to be a long-term interstate closure. For current updates on road conditions 24 hours a day, visit www.511ia.org or call 511. For all of the Iowa DOT's flood-related information, visit www.iowadot.gov and click on the Flooding Ahead sign. Slow down, that's the message to drivers on I-29 today from an Iowa National Guard engineer working on the temporary levee set up to protect the town of Hamburg. Lieutenant Dennis Hendrickson says part of their work site is on the actual freeway itself.
And we have a lot of people literally standing on the interstate, and if they go by at 70 miles an hour, I would really hate to lose a civilian or a soldier being hit by a vehicle.
Lieutenant Hendrickson claims there have been too many close calls to mention, and he's promising to have that levee ready before the floodwaters start rising against it. Two Montgomery County men are in custody for stealing two vehicles. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has 19-year-old Cody Dean Johnson and 20-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles are both charged with second-degree motor vehicle theft and second-degree criminal mischief. According to the press release, the suspects are accused of stealing a car in Page County and wrecking it. They allegedly stole another car in Montgomery County and drove it through two cornfields, drove over a creek embankment, and attempted to start the car on fire. Both men are being held on $1,000 bond on the above charges. Other charges are pending in Red Oak and Page County. The Atlantic Police Department reports two arrests on Tuesday. 30-year-old Aaron Latis of Messina was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 42-year-old David Jordan of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Both individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office arrested two men following an argument with a third party early this morning. According to the press release, 19-year-old Bobby Farwell of Essex and 22-year-old Sean Crouch of Atlantic were each charged with public intoxication. Authorities say the two men had gotten into an argument on Davis Street with another individual. As a result of that, both men were charged with public intoxication, second offense. A Colorado man was uninjured when his semi tipped over on I-80 in Cass County Tuesday. The Iowa State Patrol says 43-year-old Dwayne Jones of Colorado Springs, Colorado, had taken the westbound off-ramp at Marnie and had pulled and parked illegally on the right shoulder. Suddenly, the shoulder gave way and the truck rolled onto its passenger side, causing severe damage to the truck and trailer. Jones was cited for stopping, standing, or parking where prohibited. The Atlantic School Board approved raising some student fees at their meeting Tuesday night. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said the technology fee was raised $2 and activity tickets went from $30 to $35. Amstein said they are also adding a fee for the Pay Schools program that allows parents to pay online.
In the past number of years, the school district has lost about or actually paid out at almost $12,000 to go ahead and cover those costs. So we've added a $2 transaction fee and going to take a look at how Pay Schools works for this upcoming year and hopefully make a decision by next year on whether we're going to continue that service or not.
The board also approved a resolution for the voted PEPL.
The resolution was that the board would go ahead and continue. I wanted to say that I think it's at like 84, 85 cents. They voted to go ahead and keep it as it is, and that's how it'll appear on the ballot.
The school board also approved continuing the 28E sharing agreement with the Walnut Community School District. And the city of Atlantic will begin spraying for mosquitoes tomorrow. Street Superintendent Daryl Anderson says it will be between 4 and 7 a.m. Thursday and Friday mornings throughout the summer.
The stuff we're using is pretty harmless to just about anything except mosquitoes and black flies, but, you know, it'd be nice to get their pets in, you know, or be aware that we're going to be in the areas.
Anderson says the spraying will go on through September. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.